Law enforcement authorities announced Monday that Lewis Lint, during a prison interview with investigators about a month ago, confessed to killing Jamie Lusher. He told police he put the teen's body in a pond in Beckett. The authorities said they were able to independently verify the details of the crime Lint gave in his confession. Police divers will start searching the pond on Tuesday. James Lusher, the missing boy's father, was present for the public announcement of the break in the case.
My closure is finding my son, his body. I could care less what happens to Lewis Lint. He can rot in hell, I don't care. It's my son's.
Although authorities long suspected Lint was responsible for the Westfield boy's disappearance in November 1992, James Lusher said he was never completely convinced.
Now I about 99.9% believe that he in fact was responsible. I believe that Jamie is where he says, but unless you have physical evidence, there's always that tiny, tiny little chance that this guy's lying, and that for me that would be what I want to know. That's my closure.
State police from both Massachusetts and New York on Tuesday will begin a complete search of Greenwater Pond in Beckett. Colonel Timothy Albin, the commander of the Massachusetts State Police, said finding remains will be an enormous challenge given the length of time that has passed and the size of the water body. It's 88 square acres and 58 feet deep in spots.
We remain hopeful, we remain optimistic, but I think we have to be realistic as well.
Jamie Lusher was last seen riding his bicycle away from his father's house on November 6, 1992. The bicycle was found a few days later near a pond in Westfield that was drained by police during the fruitless search for the missing boy. Lint, a former janitor from North Adams, Massachusetts, was arrested in Pittsfield in 1993 after a 12-year-old girl he abducted managed to get free. Lint pleaded guilty in 1996 to the 1990 murder of 12-year-old Jimmy Bernardo of Pittsfield. He was sentenced to life in prison. He later pleaded guilty in Herkimer County, New York, to the kidnapping and killing of 12-year-old Sarah Ann Wood. Lint drew a map to where he claimed to have put the girl's body, but her remains have never been found. Westfield Police Detective Captain Michael McCabe said he and State Police Detective Lieutenant Stephen Griffin questioned Lint several times through the years about the Lusher case, with the breakthrough coming about a month ago.
There were specific indicators to us that maybe this time was the time that Mr. Lint really kind of wanted to clear his conscience and give us a broader understanding of what happened.
In exchange for revealing the whereabouts of Lusher's body, Lint will not be prosecuted for the murder, according to Hamden District Attorney Mark Mastriani. He said police will re-examine Lint's possible connections with other child abduction and murder cases.
This information and the new information gathered from Lewis Lint has reinvigorated investigative efforts in the past that have proven not to yield any information. All those investigations are now renewed.
The news conference announcing the break in the case was held at the Westfield South Middle School, where Jamie Lusher was a student. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.